Chapter 1. Germany. Thwomp! As soon as my foot connected with the ball, I knew it was a goal. I don't know if anyone else knew it, but I did. A year earlier, I wouldn't have been so sure. Things had changed a lot since then. All of a sudden, I had become an offensive threat. I no longer doubted what I could do on the soccer field, especially when it came to scoring. Basically, I had game. I just hoped I wasn't the only one who noticed it. My name is Toby Harden. Back then, I was a 13-year-old 7th grader, the son of a U.S. Air Force officer living in Ramstein, Germany. Sure, growing up in Europe meant that I played a lot of soccer, but being Colonel Harden's boy had more to do with my progress on the field. I was a focused kid, and I wanted to be the best I could be. This drive to succeed was something my father had demanded of me. Early on, I learned that when Colonel Harden gave an order, you followed it. I had my game face on that day. After all, it was the tryouts for the Ramstein Rottweilers, the best youth team in the area. I was pretty sure my spot on the roster was a lock. I had played on the team for a few years already, but I wanted more than to just stay on the squad. My goal was to be a starter. If this happened, I'd be the only American on the field at the start of every game. That's why, after taking a pass near the 18, I was thinking shot. It was time I showed these Europeans what I could do. I knew the defender who was guarding me was leaning right. I sensed I had him beat. There was no reason to wait. One touch was all I needed. I pushed the ball out so I could strike it with my left foot. The goalkeeper didn't expect me to go left, much less shoot. Because of that, he was out of position. I had a clear shot on goal. Without breaking stride, I slammed the ball. The force of my kick did the rest. It spun toward the upper corner of the net, where no goalie could reach it. As the ball banged into the cords, several of my teammates screamed, "Goal!" My heart raced, and I pumped my fist in the air. There was nothing quite like scoring. After getting a few chest bumps, I ran to the sideline. Taking a drink of water, I stared out onto the field from alongside the bench. Sweat was pouring down my forehead and running into my eyes. It was unusually hot for August in Germany. But I didn't have time to worry about the weather. I had a tryout to finish. Besides, I was from Texas. I knew a little bit about hot summers. "Toby, get back out there!" Coach Landeck shouted to me in English. "Schnell, schnell! Quickly, quickly!" he added. "And move to center half!" "Ja," I said in German before expanding my answer in English. "Center half." It still felt weird when I spoke German. I know it must have sounded even weirder to those around me. Hearing a Texan speak in German is pretty hard on the ears. I had arrived in Ramstein 6 years earlier and ever since had tried to lose my Texas accent. I wasn't making any headway. In fact, my efforts actually backfired. Carl, my best friend, said my Germexen accent made me sound like I came from another planet. I ran back out to take my spot in the middle of the field. I took in a few deep breaths. Coach Landeck had never put me at center midfield, the playmaker's spot. I was a little nervous. Playing center mid is like being the quarterback in football. If you play the position correctly, you'll have the ball most of the time. Center mid is usually where the best and smartest athlete plays. Needless to say, I was excited about this opportunity. It didn't take long for me to show Coach he'd made a good choice. I picked up a loose ball deep on my team's side of the field. Then I set up our advance. Pushing forward, I shouted encouragement to my teammates. I didn't give away my intentions, though. The only thing the other team knew was that I was in control. As a result, two defenders double-teamed me at midfield. I knew right away that someone was open. I kept the ball close as the two defenders closed in. I gave a quick nod over to Carl at center forward. This signal let him know I needed him to come back for the ball. Carl picked up on my hint right away. This was the benefit of us having played together for several years. As he approached the two defenders from behind, I put my toe under the ball. Then, I chipped it. I watched as it arched like a rainbow over the defenders' heads. So did they. Caught off guard, the two of them stood flat-footed. I broke for the goal. In the meantime, Carl positioned himself under the pass. Turning his head, he waited for the ball to come down. When it did, he bumped it my way with his head, a perfect wall pass. By the time I received the ball, I had left those defenders in the dust. After trapping Carl's return, I dribbled once before lofting a pass down the sideline. The ball was slightly ahead of a streaking winger. He caught up to it on a bounce and launched a half volley at the net. The goalie never had a chance. I smiled when I heard the shouts again. Goal!